Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Anuja Kumar. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is heading towards being the world's third largest economy from being the 11th largest economy in less than two decades. Election Commission directs district election officers of West Bengal to scrutinize documents submitted by people in respect of SIR of electoral rolls by 16th February. Top world leaders to attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi next week. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal asserts interests of farmers fully safeguarded in the India-US trade deal. And in Open Masters Games Abu Dhabi 2026, India's Kishore Kumar Chandira Mogan wins gold, Mohammad Ansar bags bronze in men's hammer throw. And now the news in detail. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that amid numerous disruptions, this decade has been one of unprecedented development for India, marked by strong delivery and by efforts that have strengthened the democracy. Addressing the ET Now Global Business Summit in New Delhi last evening, he said, global pandemics, tensions across the globe, wars and supply chain breakdowns, the world has seen a lot in just a decade. Mr. Modi said he's very proud that despite many setbacks, this decade has been one of development, excellent delivery and strengthening of India's democracy. The Prime Minister said, when the last decade began, India was the 11th largest economy. But today, the country is rapidly moving forward and heading towards becoming the world's third largest economy.
संकट के समय ही किसी देश के सामर्थ्य का पता चलता है अनेक डिसरप्शन के बीच भी भारत के लिए ये दशक अभूतपूर्व डेवलपमेंट का रहा है शानदार डिलीवरी का रहा है और डेमोक्रेसी को मजबूत करने वाला रहा है
Prime Minister Modi will be on a day-long visit to Assam today. Mr. Modi will inaugurate and flag off various projects worth more than 5,450 crore rupees in Guwahati in the afternoon. At around 10:30 this morning, he will land at the emergency landing facility on Moran Bypass, developed along a national highway in Dibrugarh district, where he will also witness the aerial display of fighters, transport aircraft and helicopters. The emergency landing facility is the first of its kind in Northeast India, designed and constructed in coordination with the Indian Air Force to support landing and takeoff of military and civil aircraft during emergencies. Our correspondent has the details.
The Prime Minister will arrive in Guwahati after the Dibrugarh event at around 1 p.m. and will inaugurate Kumar Bhaskar Barma Setu across River Brahmaputra connecting Guwahati and North Guwahati, built at a cost of Rs. 3,000 crore. After the bridge inauguration, the Prime Minister will proceed to Lasit Ghat, a nearby area, to virtually inaugurate the temporary campus of IIM Guwahati and the National Data Center for Northeastern Region at Amingaon in Kamrup District. In addition, the Prime Minister will flag off 225 electric buses under the PME Bus Seva scheme for four cities of India. 100 buses for Guwahati, 50 each for Nagpur and Bhavnagar, and 25 buses for Chandigarh. At 2 p.m., the Prime Minister will address a booth seminar of BJP workers in Guwahati. Aminul Hazuddar, Akashvani News, Guwahati.
The Election Commission has instructed all the district election officers of West Bengal to ensure the documents which are mandated by the Commission and the Supreme Court get uploaded in respect of the ongoing SIR process. The Commission has made it clear that by 5 p.m. of 16 February, all the district election officers or DEOs would personally scrutinize all the documents submitted by the people in the hearing phase. If any unwarranted documents are found uploaded after the scrutiny phase, then the DEOs would be held responsible. The full bench of ECI, presided by the Chief Election Commissioner, held a virtual meeting with the Chief Electoral Officer of West Bengal, attended by the DEOs and special role observers to review the SIR process. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal has strongly rebutted the allegations made by Congress leader Rahul Gandhi, terming it a stage-managed, artificial and fake narrative. He was responding to a video allegation shared by Mr. Gandhi regarding the India-US trade arrangement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal said the Congress leader made the allegations alongside party activists who were posing as farmer representatives. He dismissed the claims as completely baseless and accused Mr. Gandhi of attempting to mislead the country's annadatas.
We have protected the interests of all our farmers, and this is an agreement that will help our farmers, fishermen, hardworking youth, MSMEs, startups, artisans, and Vishwakarmas. I've already announced many times that soya meal and maize, that is corn, has not been given any concession whatsoever. Hence, does not hurt any farmers' interests. By repeating it again and again, they are only trying to scare the farmers with their lies.
Mr. Goyal noted that India currently imports around 5.5 lakh tons of apples annually due to domestic demand exceeding production. He said the government has not permitted unlimited imports but only introduced a quota lower than the existing import levels. The Commerce Minister added that imports will be allowed only at a minimum import price of 80 rupees per kilogram along with a duty of 25 rupees per kilogram.
Prime Minister Shri Narendra Modi ji has always been a well-wisher of our farmers, our annadatas. He has introduced so many schemes to support our farmers and make India Atmanirbhar. He will always protect the interests of farmers and the nation's progress. Kisan Surakshit, Desh Viksit.
Mr. Goyal said that there has not been any country apart from India to have finalized a free trade agreement, FTA, with Australia, New Zealand, the UK, the European Union, the four-nation EFTA, and the United States. He said that 38 countries have been covered under 9 free trade agreements, which together cover 2/3 of the global economy. The minister also asserted that without India, it will be difficult to expand AI in the global value chain. The Congress party has secured a landslide victory in the Telangana municipal elections, winning 66 out of 116 municipalities. Out of the 2,582 wards where results were declared, Congress triumphed in 1,347. The Bharat Rashtra Samiti followed with 717 wards and 13 municipalities, while the BJP stood in third position by securing 261 wards and independents took 256 wards. A hung verdict was seen in 36 municipalities as no single party reached the majority mark. Akashwani News is starting a new series, Prakriti Ki Baat, Akashwani Ke Saath. In the first episode, we speak to Minister of Environment, Forest and Climate Change, Bhupendra Yadav. In the program, he talks about India's commitments and achievements regarding environmental conservation and mission life. He also shares how different ministries are working on this issue with whole-of-government approach.
भारत दुनिया के उन चुनिंदा देशों में है जिन्होंने न केवल अपने लक्ष्यों को पूरा किया बल्कि अपने रिवाइज्ड एनडीसीज भी पेश किए और उसके साथ ही जो हमारे 5 क्वालिटेटिव लक्ष्य थे उसमें अब हमने रिवाइज करके एक बड़ा लक्ष्य मिशन लाइफ किया है।
प्रकृति की बात आकाशवाणी के साथ.
To listen to the podcast, tune in to 100.1 Akashwani Gold at 10 past 5 in the evening today. You can also listen to it on News on AIR app and News on AIR official YouTube channel. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of these stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download the News on AIR app. The India AI Impact Summit 2026 will mark a historic milestone in global cooperation on artificial intelligence. It will be the first global AI summit to be hosted in the Global South. Our correspondent reports that the summit will take place in New Delhi from the 16th to the 20th of this month. More in this report.
The summit underlines India's expanding role in shaping a responsible, inclusive and people-centric AI future. Leaders from 20 countries are scheduled to attend the India AI Impact Summit in the national capital. Ministerial delegations from over 45 countries will participate in the 5-day event. The UN Secretary General and officials from several international organizations will also join the deliberations. Representatives from Global North and Global South will present concrete deliverables. The summit will host over 700 sessions covering AI safety, governance, ethical deployment, deployment, data protection, and India's vision of sovereign AI. It will also showcase national skilling initiatives such as Yuva AI for All, which is a free and accessible program aimed at building foundational AI awareness among students and professionals. The summit aims to enhance global collaboration, promote shared standards, and establish India as a reliable partner in using AI for sustainable development. Samar Singh, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In international news, the Bangladesh Nationalist Party is preparing to form the next government after winning a two-third majority in the 13th Jatiya Sangshad elections. According to official results released by the Election Commission, for 297 seats, the BNP has won 209 seats on its own, comfortably crossing the 151-seat threshold required to form a government in the 300-member parliament. More from our correspondent.
BNP chairman Tariq Rehman met well-wishers outside his Gulshan residence on Friday, thanking supporters for their backing. Senior party leaders later held a meeting at the BNP chairman's office to discuss transition of power. Standing committee member Amir Khusro Mahmud Chaudhary said preparations were underway for the swearing-in of member of parliament and government formation in accordance with the constitutional procedures. Newly elected MPs are likely to take oath on 16 February, officials said. BNP of Secretary General Mirza Fakhrul Islam Alamgir describes the victory as both joyful and emotional. He said restoring the economy, ensuring law and order, curbing corruption, and delivering justice will be key priorities. Meanwhile, Bangladesh Jamaat-e-Islami and its 11-party alliance allege irregularities in vote counting and warn of mass mobilization if complaints are not addressed, while reaffirming support for implementing the July National Charter. Naval Singh Parmar, Akashwani News, Dhaka.
And in sports, Indian athletes delivered a strong performance in the men's hammer throw at the Open Masters Games Abu Dhabi 2026, with Kishore Kumar Chandira Mogan securing gold and Mohammad Ansar taking bronze in the 30-plus age category. Kishore Kumar clinched the top position with a winning throw of 37.92 meters, while his compatriot Ansar earned the third place on the podium at the International Veterans Athletics meet yesterday. And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Subhadra Ramachandran.
Thank you, Anuja. All the dailies have covered the inauguration of new Prime Minister's office and Central Secretariat as a welfare push. The Indian Express quoting the Prime Minister writes, Seva Tirth, Kartavya Bhavan to fulfill aspirations of India. Hindustan Times opens with the headline, IT stocks lose $50 billion in February to AI jolt fears. The Economic Times says digital arrest victims may be going undercover, referring to banks, insurance companies in talks for protection, plan against scams, where money, data transfers occur by coercion. Prime Minister says he looks forward to working with the new Bangladesh leader as BNP sweeps Bangladesh polls, Tariq Rehman said to be PM, notes a statesman. Under the headline, Defence Ministry expands definition of family for officers, housing rules, the Pioneer reports the revised rules include parents as dependents. The op-ed in the Tribune cites the magic realism of an India-Pak cricket match, saying it is not just a cricket match, it is a sports most powerful commercial engine where advertisers are willing to pay between 40 lakh to 1.6 crore rupees for just 10 seconds of TV airtime because the eyeballs are guaranteed. The value of one such match is commonly estimated in the range of 2,000 to 3,000 crore rupees. While the Times of India writes, Indo-Pak clash sends ad rates soaring 25%. Airfares, hotel bookings rise sharply ahead of key T20 World Cup match in Colombo. In one of the largest recruitment drives by an Indian carrier, Indigo looks to fly in 1,000 pilots, finding itself short of crew following the new rest rules for pilots, reports the Economic Times. And finally, in a ray of hope for those with deformities, AIIMS Delhi prepares for India's first face transplant program, cites the Tribune. And with that, it's back to you, Anuja.
Thank you, Subhadra. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India is heading towards being the world's third largest economy from being the 11th largest economy in less than two decades. Election Commission directs district election officers of West Bengal to scrutinize documents submitted by people in respect of SIR of electoral rolls by 16th February. Top world leaders to attend India AI Impact Summit in New Delhi next week. Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal asserts interests of farmers fully safeguarded in the India-US trade deal. And in Open Masters Games Abu Dhabi 2026, India's Kishore Kumar Chandira Mogan wins gold. Mohammad Ansar bags bronze in men's hammer throw. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.